In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's turn to the Blessed Mother, Mary Most Holy, the full of grace, that she'll help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Once again, we're going to turn to the Holy Spirit, who is known as a sanctifier. Sanctifier means he who makes us holy. And let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise, never rejoice in his consolation, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we're going to talk about one of the most important things that happened in the Bible and how it affected us. We're going to talk about original sin. Original sin. You can read original sin in Genesis chapter 3. Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, were created in the image and likeness of God. But they had to pass a test to show their faithfulness and love to God. And the test was they were placed in the garden, was not to take and eat from the forbidden fruit. We all know what happened. The serpent came, tempted Eve. She gave in to the temptation. Then she gave the forbidden fruit also to Adam. And that we call original sin, which was the first sin that was committed in the world. Let's talk today about the different effects that original sin left in the world as well as in us. We have natural calamities because of original sin. Earthquakes, monsoons, blizzards, storms, earthquakes. All of these come as a result of original sin. Let's go from the natural environment to ourselves. Now God chastised the woman in a different way than the man. What was that chastisement? He said that you will bring forth children in pain. So every woman that becomes a mother knows what we're talking about. Having the child, the birth pangs, bring forth a child, there's just a lot of pain involved in that. Now in the man, the chastisement was different. He said to Adam, the head of all humanity, you will bring forth your food by the sweat of your brow. So hard work and sweat and difficulties in work. This is another effect of original sin. Let's take the human person now, starting with our mind going all the way down to our feet. As a result of original sin, our mind has been impaired. So our memory, our understanding, our imagination has all been damaged, impaired as a result of original sin. Did it ever happen to you that you're reading a book and you're reading for 15, 20 minutes, you put the book down, you don't even remember what you read? Probably happened to all of us. Well, we read something, we try to recall it in our memory, and we simply can't do that. Or we read something and we have a misinterpretation of what we read. Original sin. So our mind has been partially impaired. Go from our mind to our will. Our will has become weak, has been weakened. Jesus says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. How often have we made a decision to do something? We make a firm proposal to do something, and we do the exact opposite. Typical example is, we want to lose some weight. We want to go on a diet. We decided we want to lose a few pounds. Starting on Monday, we're going to go on a diet. We're going to lose 5, maybe 10 pounds. But they were invited to a party, and the food is just too good. It's too delicious. We don't want to offend the person that invited us to the party. So we eat, we jump on the scale, and we weigh 2 more pounds rather than losing 5, no? This is as a result of original sin. We know we should be doing something that's good, but we end up by doing the exact opposite. Maybe you heard what St. Paul says. The good that I want to do, I end up by doing the exact opposite. This also is a result of original sin. What else? Emotional disorders. We become overly sad, we become depressed, we become overly fearful, we start to worry. So we're assaulted with these emotional roller coasters. One day we're up on the top of the roller coaster, the following day we're in the valley of sadness, original sin. Other effects. Did you ever have to go to the doctor? Did you ever get a cold? Ever get a headache? Ever get a flu? Ever get a sickness? So the sicknesses that we experience in our bodies come as a result of original sin. It's interesting when you read the gospel, we never see Jesus or Mary with the sickness. Sure that Jesus gets tired and he's thirsty, but we never see Jesus at all in bed with a fever or with a headache. Why? Because Jesus and Mary, they did not have original sin. Other effects of original sin. One of the principal effects of original sin is that one day, all of us will die. So because of original sin, all those who live in the world today will die one day. So original sin. The Catholic view of Christian anthropology is that we are basically good. We're basically good. The human person is basically good. However, we have a strong tendency toward evil. This is called concupiscence. And we can see this in the famous capital sins. Probably most of you know the capital sins. Gluttony, lust, avarice, sloth or laziness, anger, envy, and pride. Those are the 7 capital sins. Do you want to know where the 7 capital sins come from? The 7 capital sins come from original sin. But let's end on a very positive note. Let's end on a positive note. St. Augustine says this, God allows evil so that he can bring greater good out of evil. We should try to remember that. God will allow evil in the world, in our family life, in our own personal lives. He allows evil so that he can bring greater good out of evil. So the original sin of Adam and Eve was a moral tsunami. It was a tragedy. It was a tragedy that affects all people until the end of time. But good news. Because of the original sin of Adam and Eve, God the Father decided to send us Jesus Christ in His incarnation. Jesus Christ in His life on earth. Jesus Christ who on Good Friday would be nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ who died. Jesus Christ who was buried. And Jesus Christ who 3 days later, after He died, rose from the dead. So God always allows evil to bring greater good out of it. So don't forget to share this presentation to your friends. We're going to end with a short but powerful prayer to the Blessed Mother, asking Mary to help us to live a holy life. And this is the prayer. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.